This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The hand of Edom tightens, a suffocating grip on the nations, and a generation stands at a precipice. We see the tremors now, the fracturing of the old order, and the awakening of a people long scattered. The reports coming in aren't isolated events. They are the unfolding of prophecy, the judgment on Edom and the restoration of Israel moving in concert, as foretold by every prophet but Daniel. Brazil, a nation once bowing to the weight of Edom's economic dominion, now rebukes those strongholds. A ripple, yes, but a significant one. It echoes the words of Yeshayahu, declaring the fall of the haughty look of those who lord over nations. They built their towers of commerce, their systems of control, believing they could reach the heavens, but the Tower of Babel always crumbles. It's a testament to Yahuwah's sovereignty, a reminder that rebellion is ultimately futile. And the crumbling isn't just in the markets, it's in the narratives. Edom's media apparatus, once seemingly impenetrable, is exposed for what it is, a tool of manipulation, a shaper of false realities. But the most insidious control isn't over economies or even public opinion. It's over the very life breath of Jacob's seed. The reports detail a systematic erosion of identity, a deliberate attempt to sever Israel from its heritage, its calling, its covenant with Yahuwah. This isn't happenstance. It's the fulfillment of Devarim 28, the scattering and the attempts to diminish, to enslave, to make Israel a people without a past, without a future anchored in the promises of the Most High. They lead our children astray, indoctrinate them with a worldview that denies their birthright. The schools, the universities, the very airwaves are filled with the echoes of Babylon, reshaping young minds in an image not of Yahuwah. Deuteronomy 4 speaks of wisdom and understanding being the hallmarks of a great nation, a nation that the world would recognize as possessing both. But what wisdom are we imparting when we surrender our children to a system designed to strip them of their identity? What understanding are we fostering when we allow them to be taught a history divorced from the truth of their covenant? This is the pattern Edom has always employed. Control the narrative, control the people. Obadiah warned us of this contempt, this arrogance, this belief that they could utterly destroy Israel and claim victory. They believe they can manufacture consent, engineer a future where Israel is assimilated, silenced, and ultimately erased. They see Israel as a threat, not because of any inherent aggression, but because Israel remembers. Israel remembers the covenant. Israel remembers the promises. Israel remembers who they are and whose they are. And that remembering is now stirring within scattered Israel, across the nations. It's a slow awakening. A gradual recognition that the narratives they've been fed are lies. The persecution intensifies, yes, we see it in New York. We see it in the digital realm, in the medical systems, but persecution often serves to refine, to strengthen, to draw the remnant closer to Yahuwah. Devarim 28 speaks of this as well, the trials and tribulations that will test the faith of Israel, but ultimately lead to restoration. Even now, amidst the chaos, Yahuwah is working. He is raising up a generation set apart, a generation that will not bow to the idols of Edom, a generation that will reclaim its heritage and fulfill its calling. It's a generation that understands the true meaning of restoration, not a return to a manufactured political state, but a return to the covenant, a return to Yahuwah, a return to the truth of their identity as scattered Israel. Israel, the political entity, continues its dance of deception, pursuing fragile ceasefires, concealing weapons, escalating conflict while speaking of peace. Yeshayahu 39 warns of this pattern, this hypocrisy, this attempt to maintain control through illusion. It's a desperate attempt to prop up a failing system, to project an image of strength while crumbling from within. But the true Israel, the covenant remnant, is not bound by the machinations of men. They are guided by the Ruach HaKodesh, empowered by the promises of Yahuwah, and destined to fulfill the purposes of the Most High. The watchman sees it clearly. The judgment on Edom is accelerating, and the restoration of Israel is at hand. The days are swift, The signs are undeniable. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.